Good morning. It's 8:14. Galesburg's Morning News. You know what? I'm gonna fade this music down. I got some other music I want to play here. Let me see. Let me do that, and then let me click this.
Here comes the king. Here comes the big number one. But Budweiser beer, the king is second to none. Just say Budweiser. You've said it all. Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the
This is my warm-up song in high school.
Come out on the court to this? Yeah.
I'd have striped pants on. And,
yeah. Oh, of course, of
course. Cool.
Budweiser, the king of beers and the king of beer distributors, G&M distributors here in Galesburg. 75 years they have been around. Joining us this morning to talk more about lots of things happening for their 75th anniversary, including the Budweiser Clydesdales coming to town. Adam Vitale, president of G&M. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am great. You know, that song always makes me want
to you got to hear it.
I think I better start by doing that.
What a wonderful sound. Budweiser.
What a good sound. Yes. Cheers to everybody. We are absolutely thrilled. There's so many great things going on, really, in Galesburg over the next week. Really excited to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, the Stearman's going on, and your 75th anniversary. And we could not have asked for, knock on wood here, a better forecast for this weekend.
Beautiful.
My goodness.
I mean, this is always, regardless of what G&M's doing, this is one of my favorite weekends in Galesburg, because there's nothing more exciting than walking out of your office, walking out of your house, looking up and seeing these beautiful planes in the air. And we're just trying to hopefully make it even a little more special. As the Stearman celebrate their 50th year, why not have the Budweiser Clydesdales in town as well, walking through the planes at the airport, parading through town, and just really just making it this weekend even more special.
Yeah, and you guys celebrating your 75th anniversary. I know we've talked a lot in the past, and we had you on when you announced that the Clydesdales were coming, about a month ago or so?
Yeah, a couple months ago now. It's gone
fast. And the history, 75 years worth of it, and initially not an Anheuser-Busch distributor.
Yeah, it's kind of a unique story. So my great-grandfather's company was an Anheuser-Busch distributor post-Prohibition. He unfortunately passed away prematurely, and my grandfather left the company. And at the time, the Schlitz Brewery was the biggest selling beer in the United States. And he convinced the representatives from Schlitz to move with him away from that company and start G&M. And he rented 800 square feet. If you know where Lackey Monuments is on Main Street, they have kind of a gravel lot where they have overflow and extra inventory. That lot was also a Buick repair garage. And so he and three other people rented the space, 800 square feet, and started G&M from very, very humble roots, and then just continued to grow it over the decades to come.
Had Schlitz been around longer than Anheuser-Busch at that point?
Yeah, that's a good question. Anheuser-Busch started in 1857, and I don't remember when Joseph Schlitz started his brewery. It was probably around the same time, because Schlitz was a pre-Prohibition brewery. And at the time, they were, for whatever reason, just more popular, sold better than the Anheuser-Busch beers. And obviously that rapidly changed in the decades to come.
I believe your grandfather made the right move.
He did.
That was a good move. But you know what? The story is so interesting as it goes on, and your father now, you and just the different things and how you've evolved over the years. You've expanded, obviously, with the location in Dixon as well. But the product lines have expanded as well. Of course, a long time you had – well, on the soda side of it, you had Pepsi for a long time. But now you've got some other different types of drinks and snacks and everything. It's just the expansion and the I don't know if – I guess you wouldn't call it expansion, but just the different lines of products now that you distribute. It's become really, really interesting, very diverse.
Absolutely. You know, I heard someone once speak – and it was a very eloquent speaker about business. But the ultimate message he said was grow or die. And you think about that in business, you really do have to. If you want to stay in business 75 years, you've got to keep doing something. You can't do the same thing. The average American company lasts 18 years. And so we've got to defy those odds if we want to continue to be there. And that means expanding, growing. But at the same time, you can never, just like your body, you can't take your eyes or your attention off your core. And you know, our core is still, you know, beer, wine, and spirits, particularly a lot of the beer brands we carry. And that's still really what's important to us. But at the same time, we don't want to miss an opportunity going forward.
Do you see other entities in the same business as you that have expanded the way you did or diversified the way you have? Or are they pretty much sticking with whatever product?
It just really depends. I would say the vast majority are sticking with, more the beverage space.
Yeah.
There are a few dabbling in different things. Obviously the world of marijuana and CBD is changing things and challenging models right now too. We haven't really done anything with that. We're kind of waiting to watch how that evolves. That one makes me a little bit nervous. There's companies that are looking at different things, but we always do try to be very forward looking.
See, I think you've done it just the opposite. You're ready if that part of the business ever does come in because you've got the snacks ready.
We've got the snacks. That's right. The salty snacks are here. Yeah.
No, but that's so we have in front of us, and we've talked about some of these in the past, and just some of the things you've expanded, and some you already distribute, some coming soon. Yeah. The Woody's Original Handmade Caramel Corn and Cheddar Corn, this is kind of the Chicago mix, caramel and cheddar corns. Yeah. I've had many, many times. Really, really good stuff. How do you end up partnering with a place like
Woody's
that?
Woody's is handmade in Sterling, Illinois, and we had a former employee who's now retired. Was good friends with the guy that owns Woody's, the man. There's a guy and two ladies that own the company. And they said, hey, would you guys ever consider selling popcorn? I was like, well, it doesn't really fit our model. But then I tried it, and I was like, boy, I guess we're going to sell popcorn because I'll probably be the number one consumer. As I always tell people, Woody's is not skinny pop. They are not afraid to use butter, and they're not afraid to use real Wisconsin cheese. There is nothing artificial in this popcorn. It is so, so good. And so one of the things we've really tried to do as we're growing is start first at a local level. Sterling, Illinois, 12 miles from our Dixon operation. I consider it a local company. It's a central Illinois, northern Illinois company. Really excited. Just like when we expanded with the chip company, Mrs. Fisher's in Rockford, Illinois. Really, again, trying to stay local Illinois-based as much as possible. That's not always possible. But if we can start there and help our local entities grow, that's really important to us. It's important to them. And we get to know the people that we represent in a lot closer manner.
Well, on top of that, and you're talking local, even local here in Galesburg, with the new line of snack sticks that are going to be coming out, the Courteous Jerk is the name of the company.
Courteous Jerk is a lot of fun. So this is a brand that I created a few years ago, and it's finally coming to fruition, just getting out into the market. Four initial flavors of snack sticks. So the Courteous Jerk, three pepper turkey, barbecue chicken, sweet and spicy beef, and old school beef. I think Hy-Vee on East Main has these now. Great snack sticks, all kind of gluten-free, very no antibiotics, all the things today's consumers are looking for. And again, made locally here in Galesburg, which is absolutely great. So, we're trying to keep things as local as possible.
Absolutely. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. You have a lot of fun, obviously, with a lot of things, a lot of products, a lot of events you do. But there's a serious side also and things that – and this comes you guys do it locally and then also some from Anheuser-Busch, and that is supporting first responders. And of course, we just had a couple of weeks where it was just ridiculously hot and humid. And if you're out there fighting a fire, you need water. Yes. And that's one of the things you did. In fact, locally between McQuan and Amboy, lots and lots of water that you guys provided.
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch has got a long history of making canned water in emergencies. For example, there were trucks that just went to Hurricane Ida, down in New Orleans in the Gulf Coast, and those came from the Jacksonville Brewery. And likewise, one of the biggest first responders that needs water more than anybody are the volunteer firefighters of America. And, they're fighting these fires, and obviously volunteer means that they don't get a lot of funds. And so one of the things we've made an initiative, and Anheuser-Busch has across the United States over the last 2 years, is to provide these volunteer firefighters with water, pallets of water for when they go out there. And the nice thing is these are canned waters, so they're canned in the same cans that Budweiser would come in, other than they're white and say water on them, obviously. So they hold longer. And they can be ready to go in case of a fire. They can be loaded on a truck. So those volunteer firefighters can stay hydrated. And that's one less expense that chapter needs to worry about.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had one somewhere once, one of the canned waters. It's just Even though I know it's water, I don't expect it to be water coming out of a can.
It's like one of those mental things. You're not used to drinking water out of an aluminum can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, with us here this morning. So many things that G&M has done over the years for the community and other communities around the area and different entities. And, of course, celebrating their 75th anniversary. And something else you're doing for the community, as we mentioned, the Budweiser Clydesdales are coming. Wagon and all, they're going to be hitched up. There's going to be so many opportunities for people to see them. And that all starts this Friday morning.
It does. You know, I'm really excited about it. So the Clydesdales will actually arrive into town Thursday afternoon. We're not open to the public Thursday afternoon as we will be building the temporary stables at the airport. The Clydesdales will be housed at the Galesburg Municipal Airport from Friday, September 3rd through Saturday, September 11th. And we're going to be doing all sorts of events throughout the area, so hopefully everyone will get an opportunity to see them.
Yeah, so starting Friday, 10 a.m., Saturday, no public viewers there, but Sunday they'll be available. Again, you'll have the Stearman going on, so you'll be able to see the planes, you'll be able to see the Clydesdales. Then, of course, the Labor Day Parade on Monday.
Yes, very excited about that. So, you know, this year, Galesburg has the good fortune of being the longest-running Labor Day parade in the United States. And so what better way to celebrate that than the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales? So we will be joining the parade and going, and the horses will be marching right down Main Street, turning left onto South Cherry Street, and going following the parade route. We'll be marching with the Teamsters and to help celebrate the parade. Really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I missed last time around when the horse was actually hitched. I'm one of many. I've seen Clydesdales. I've seen them individually. I've seen them in, you know, the stables at the brewery in St. Louis or at Grant's Farm and here when they, but I've never seen them actually hitched to the wagon and pulling the wagon. Well, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah,
so.
And, you know, and we're going to start right off Friday. You know, our first event will be at First Fridays. Now, they won't be hitched there. We're just going to have a one-horse show. But if you come to First Fridays next week, which, you know, is obviously downtown from Main Street to, I believe it's Simmons Street. On Seminary Street, we'll have a horse there you can take pictures with it. We're going to have some contests for children where they can win some prizes and just make it a really great and fun First Fridays.
Do we know if this is a talking horse or not? Because we have an idea of how he might sound.
Well, I think we all know how he's going to sound.
Exactly. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us. But, you know, the great thing is you're kind of spreading the wealth as far as the Clydesdales. We'll have plenty of opportunities here in Galesburg to see him. The Labor Day Parade, they'll be marching in. Of course, Hog Day is coming up over in Kewaunee. They'll have a parade. They'll be there.
Yep.
Canton, they're going to be down there as well doing some deliveries. And
yeah, so, you know, and starting off kind of with Saturday, September 4th, Hog Days, which if you've never been to the Hog Days Parade, it is a huge parade. This parade is going to be extra special this year because it's going to be started off by the U.S. Marine Corps Band. And so you'll get an opportunity to see this amazing marching band, several other marching bands as they parade through Kewaunee, Illinois. And then the last event in the parade will be the Budweiser Clydesdales marching through Kewaunee. So I anticipate it'll be a lot of fun. There's a carnival there. There's a lot of things that will be going on in downtown Kewaunee that Saturday, September 4th, which will be nice. Then Sunday, we're going to just do public viewing. We're going to hopefully get a horse to stop at a couple local nursing homes that day as well. Then, of course, Monday is the Labor Day Parade here. And one of the things I'm really excited for is our event on Thursday, September 9th in Canton, Illinois. So that event, what we're going to do is we're going to be downtown Canton, Illinois, and we're going to deliver – there's several great local establishments in Canton, and we're going to be delivering beer off of the hitch to seven bars and restaurants in downtown Canton starting at 5:30 p.m. And marching through downtown Canton. And then at 7 o'clock at the CEFQ parking lot – the CEFQ is on East Elm Street in Canton – we're going to sponsor a country concert for the city of Canton. By an artist who's originally from Canton that now lives in Nashville named Clayton Shea. And so Clayton will perform for a couple hours on the from the CEFQ parking lot, open air, all on the street. So we're trying to be very cognizant of world events going on right now as well. So people will be able to kind of space out and do everything outdoors.
Yeah, so lots of wonderful events going on with this. You know, what's interesting, that there's so much history with, with the Clydesdales and Anheuser-Busch. So these particular Clydesdales, there has to be a particular color pattern for them to be part of these teams, right?
Yeah, they've got to be that beautiful chestnut brown, the white spot on their head, the white legs to a certain point. Obviously, I'm not a horse expert, but I've learned quite a bit about them over the years. But one of my favorite stories is, you know, Anheuser-Busch started in 1857, then doing great, slowly becoming the country's largest brewer, and then Prohibition hits. And the company barely survived. They tried all sorts of different products. And it's really interesting. If you haven't been down to St. Louis, I encourage you to go do a brewery tour, even if you're not a beer drinker, because it's just
it's a really cool experience. Cool, a lot of history.
Yeah, and the buildings were built for the World's Fair in St. Louis. So there's a lot of really beautiful architecture. But the brewery history is fascinating. And it really takes you through when the country went through this, what I consider a horrible period called Prohibition. And when Anheuser-Busch just tried to innovate, and they tried to come up with a grape soda, they tried to come up with a iced coffee drink, and it's kind of interesting.
Really?
All these things that are popular today.
So they were way ahead of their time.
So Prohibition, they were making this iced coffee drink that nobody drank, consumed. So the brewery almost goes under. They're on hanging by a thread, and Prohibition finally ends. And August Busch Jr., affectionately known as Gussie, went up to his dad and said, "Hey, Dad." And this is in the old schoolhouse, which is still there on Pestalozzi Street in St. Louis, and says, "Hey, Dad, you know, I'm really excited. I bought a new car and I want to show you." His dad immediately got mad. "Hey, we are just getting through Prohibition. We're almost broke. We've got these employees that are barely hanging on, and you're going to pull up to the brewery in a new car. How dare you?" And he's like, "Just come downstairs. Just come downstairs." So he finally convinced August Busch Sr. to come downstairs. They go through the doors, and they're marching up the street are the Budweiser Clydesdales. And the story is that they all Gussie Busch, August Busch Sr., and some of their leadership of the brewery just all start crying. And it's just this beautiful thing. And then these Clydesdales then carry they transport them to Washington, D.C., and they deliver the first case of post-prohibition beer to President Franklin Roosevelt at the White House.
Wow.
And to make things even more fun, and they then take them to New York City, march them through the Holland Tunnel. Gussie Busch flies a case of Budweiser to New York. They march up Fifth Avenue to the Empire State Building, which was just barely 2 years old at the time, and they deliver a case of a Budweiser to Al Smith, the governor of New York at the time, who was a big foe of Prohibition, didn't want it to end as kind of a, it's over, it's time for you to celebrate and get over it.
Wow.
Yes.
That is
so
great story
in history.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Anheuser-Busch, what a great historic company. Yeah, you're right. If you've never taken the tour in St. Louis,
it's fantastic.
And again, whether you're a beer lover or not, beer drinker, it's just the history is so cool and listening to him talk about it and everything. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. Again, the Clydesdales, Budweiser Clydesdales will be in town. And the great thing about this is not like they're here for a day or two and they're gone.
No,
they're going to be around for there's so many opportunities to see them.
Yeah, the 4th through the 11th. And on our website, gmdisc.com, I believe it's going to be on the radio station's website as well. There and on Facebook, the G&M Distributors Facebook page, or show all the public viewing hours. So we really tried to pack in several public viewing hours. So if you just want to come see them in their temporary stables, they'll be the public viewing hours will be available. They'll be on the South Taxiway at the Galesburg Municipal Airport. There are trams available. There's parking near the horses as well. So you can come out and see the Stearman. There's some really awesome historic aircraft that the National Stearman Foundation has really worked hard to get this year for their 50th anniversary. So really excited about that. One other thing is if you are a true Clydesdale lover, we do have some Clydesdale merchandise we're going to be selling, and all the proceeds for that are going to benefit the National Stearman Foundation.
Oh, cool.
So the Stearman Foundation is going to be selling these items in their gift shop. They'll be making all the profit from those to help celebrate. So we've got some fun things for those.
Really cool. So here we go. Hitch requirements for a Clydesdale for Budweiser. To qualify for one of the traveling hitches, a Budweiser Clydesdale must be a gelding at least 4 years of age, stand 72 inches at the shoulder when fully mature, weigh between 1,800 and 2,300 pounds, have a bay coat, four white legs, a white blaze, and a black mane and tail. So
there
pretty
we go.
Specific.
Very
pretty
specific.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Each horse consumes as much as 20 to 25 quarts of whole grains, minerals, and vitamins, 50 to 60 pounds of hay, and 30 gallons of water per day.
And I know that they consume a lot of gray because it was just delivered to G&M this week.
There you go. There you go. All right. So so many fun things going on in conjunction with the 75th anniversary of G&M Distributors here in Galesburg. They've been a great community partner for not only us and, you know, some other communities. And obviously, as you said, you've expanded to Dixon and with some of the other products, you're, you know, again, locally sourced, whether it's here in Galesburg or Sterling or Rockford, wherever the case may be. It's just you guys – really appreciate the work you guys are doing and everything. We forgot to mention the duck nuts. That's another. Are these out yet?
They're not out yet. Okay. So we're working on them. It was started by a duck hunter, and they're called duck nuts. They're super salty. They're really, really just tasty.
And I don't always necessarily like really salty peanuts, but oh my gosh, it's something about the mix. It's not just the salt. It's just something that's like, oh wow.
He's got some great proprietary spices and mixes and things in this thing. So these are coming soon. So once we get those figured out, we'll keep you posted when they're available in the market.
You may need another sip of Budweiser after eating
this. This may.
But they're really, really outstanding. No, so look for these products. I know you can find, like, I'll go in the Hy-Vee Gas on East Main. Yeah. I said, there's the Woody's right there.
Absolutely.
Some of the Mrs. Fisher's chips and the other products. Again, Courteous Jerk, the snack sticks. So you said your favorite is the barbecue chicken?
Barbecue chicken is my favorite.
I'm just looking
fantastic.
Forward to tasting them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, we always appreciate you taking time with us, and we're really looking forward to it. And thank you for bringing the Clydesdales to the community and all you're doing to help celebrate this Labor Day weekend and the Stearman and everything.
Yeah, so they've been here. You know, the Clydesdales been here several times, and this is exciting that we're going to be back this decade. You know, they were here. We found some pictures in the 1950s when they were here on this, and they were stabled at the Studebaker Garage on South Cherry Street. And so they always have a great time when they're here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors. Anything else, Adam, we need to know about the history in G&M and what you guys do?
You know, we're proud to be headquartered in Galesburg and Dixon and just love serving the communities. You know, we say that we are our goal at G&M is to bring people together and serve our communities, and that's what we try to do every day. And we appreciate all of our customers, all of the end consumers in the markets that we serve. You're the ones that make this possible. You're the ones that make the difference. And, again, we just – humbly appreciate the ability to be here after 75 years, and we owe it to our team, our suppliers, and most importantly, our customers.
I mean, we appreciate the fact that you bring great products to us that we need. Absolutely, we need, and we're glad that Prohibition's done.
That's right. I am too.
Adam, again, thank you so much, and of course, we got to hear this on the way out too. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors. Adam, thank you so much.
Here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer, the king is second to none. Just say Budweiser, you've said it all.